بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب ما جاء في خضاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. So this is the chapter that comes on the dyeing of the hair of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Now, we talked about dye in the previous chapter, and just as a general note, you should know that there are varying hadith about the use of dye. And most of the ulama say that the Prophet ﷺ never dyed his hair. And in fact, we talked about that in the previous discussion. Now, if the Prophet ﷺ did use anything, if you look at all the hadith, and where there's a hint of the Prophet ﷺ using anything, it was henna, to dye his hair slightly red. And we talked about that previously as well. So if he ever did use anything, it would have been henna, which is a red type of dye. So there's rulings among the mazahib about dyeing of the hair. And the ahnaf, the ulama of the Hanafi madhab, they say that overall dyeing is mustahab. The use of dye is mustahab. Why? Because the main thing is that Abu Bakr, if you remember, radiallahu anhu, he actually did it. And so he wouldn't have done something against the sunnah. And also, the Prophet ﷺ is prohibiting the use of black dye, which means that other types of dye must be allowed. And so they say that the overall use of dye is mustahab, but the use of black is makruh. And that's because there is a hadith in which the Prophet prohibited the use of black. Imam Shafi'i, on the other hand, says that dye is sunnah. He takes it one above mustahab. But actually, you can't even say that because the way the classifications are among the traditional Shafi'is. So essentially, it's sunnah. But he makes black haram. Right, so black is haram based on the hadith that prohibits it. And so a lot of, essentially, the basic idea is the same between the madahib. It's a very technical discussion here about what the difference is between mustahab and sunnah, and what the difference is between makruh tahrimi and haram. Now, the first hadith in this particular chapter, أخبرني أبو رمسة قال أبو رمسة said أتيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مع ابن لي where I came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم with a son of mine فقال ابنك هذا and so the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said is this your son فقلت نعم I said yes أشهد به. So the particular person, the narrator in this hadith, the Sahaba involved, came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with his son, and then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Is this your son?" And he said, "Yes, this is my son." And then he asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to testify that this is his son. قال لا يجني عليك ولا تجني عليه that he will not be the revenge cannot be taken for you from him and from him for you, meaning that during the time of the Jahiliyyah, what would happen is that if a father would pass away and there was some remaining crime that he had committed, the son would be taken to account for it. And so this is why he wants a testification to say, look, because he is thinking about a Jahiliyyah custom in which the relationship between father and son needs to be established, so that if I do anything wrong and something needs to be taken, you can take retribution from him. But the Prophet ﷺ responds by saying that this custom is not part of the deen. And so he eliminates this custom from the deen. قال ورأيت الشيب أحمر. And he says that I saw the redness of the hair of the Prophet, meaning the discoloration of the Prophet's hair towards red. Yeah.
What does
Ashhad mean? Ashhad bihi in your version? Ashhad bihi means he told the Prophet to take testification that this is my son. Like he's asking the Prophet to testify. Or he's saying that I testified. It's probably I testified by it. Okay? That's what my version has, and I think that another version has it worded another way. But so this is, I literally, the way my version has it is, I testified with it. I testified that I swear by Allah, this is my son, so that I can establish this relationship. So then he says at the very end of the hadith that I saw the grayness in the hair of the Prophet, meaning this redness, this heading towards redness in the hair of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, the reason why this is brought here is because of the idea of dying. And so if the Prophet's hair was red, then perhaps there's two interpretations here. One is that there was just this redness in certain hairs, and you know, redness then eventually goes to gray, or the Prophet had actually died. And so this is kind of a, he's bringing this in this chapter because some ulama use this hadith to show that this redness must have come from dye. And we talked about that in the previous narration. And Uthman ibn Mawhab qal, su'ila Abu Huraira, hal khadiba Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qala na'am. So somebody asked Abu Huraira whether the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had used dye, and he said yes. Now this is against the previous hadith, right, which we covered in the first chapter. So when I, again, it's highlighting that there are variations in the riwayah, and the central take-home point is that it is mustahab to dye, and it is makruh to use black. So the next hadith is an Jahzaba imra'a Bashir ibn Khasasiyya qalat ara ra'aytu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yakhriju min baytihi yankudu ra'sahu. I saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam exiting from his house, and he was stroking his hair and removing particles from his hair. So this particular female companion says that one day I saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was exiting from his house. And as he was exiting from his house, he was removing particles from his hair. Now when you dye your hair, traditionally when they used to dye their hair, they would put this particulate matter in their hair, like the henna that people use, and then if you put henna on your hand, if anybody's ever seen it, you wipe it away and it's particulate, it has these particles. And so she says that أَنَا رَأَيْتُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَخْرِجُ مِنْ بَيْتِهِ يَنْفُضُ رَأْسَهُ. He was stroking his hair as if he was taking something out. وَقَدْ اغْتَسَلَ, and he had just washed it. وَبِرَأْسِهِ رَدْءٌ مِنْ حِنَى, and in his hair were particles of حِنَى. أَوْ قَالَ رَدْءٌ شَكَّ فِي هَذَا الشَّيْخ, or she said رَدْءٌ. رَدْءٌ are pieces, and رَدْءٌ is slush. So basically, she saw some of the remnants of dye in the hair of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So on Anas ibn Malik, قال, رأيت شعر رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم مخدوباً. I saw the hair of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dyed. So this is actually a very special narration in that it's completely opposite of the first narration of the chapter, and the first narration of the chapter was also from Anas. So that's why some of the ulama say that the first narration was probably earlier and this is probably later. So there's a lot of variation. The point is in this section that there's a lot of variation in whether the Prophet ﷺ ever used dye or not. And the take-home point, again, is that it's mustahab to use dye and it's makruh to use black.